We'll start out with, to the left of me, is Casey Peterson. We'll have her say hi quickly. A little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm new to the House. I just began 2 days ago. Before that, I'd spent 4 years in the Senate, so I'm excited to make the change and look forward to working with all of you.
So Casey will be our committee legislative assistant. Our committee administrator will be Olivia Carnes.
Hi, my name's Olivia. I was in LA in the House previous to this. Nice to meet you all.
And then Republican Research is Dan Dwight. Dan, do you want to say hi? Say a little bit about yourself. And?
Daniel. And I'm Dan. A lot of you know me. I've been around for a long time.
And for DFL Research, Abu Amara.
Abu.
And?
I was a committee administrator prior to this.
Great, thank you. And then we have Pat McCormick on House Research.
Hey, everybody.
Pat's been around for a long time. Nobody's talkative today. And then a returning House page from 4 years ago, Mike Held.
Mike.
And then if we could have just take a little bit of time, and if members could go around and briefly introduce themselves and say what district you represent. We could start over with Representative Kreisha.
Representative Kreisha, 9B, Little Falls, Morrison County, Todd County area, between Brainerd and St. Cloud.
Good morning, Tony Albright from 55B, which is Prior Lake Jordan, in the townships of Credit River, Spring Lake, St. Lawrence.
Peggy Scott, Northern Anoka County, the cities of Andover, Northern Coon Rapids, and one precinct in Ramsey.
Chris Wozinski, House District 16A, Lyon County, Redwood County, Lac Parle, and Yellow Medicine.
Bob Gunther, District 23A, Martin County, Jackson County, Watonwan County, and Faribault County.
Maren O'Neill, I have Buffalo, Monticello, Maple Lake, and the townships of those names up in Wright County.
Tim O'Driscoll, 13B, the cities of Sartell, Sauk Rapids, St. Stephen, Holdingford, and townships in between up in the central Minnesota area.
Kelly Fenton, House District 53B, which is all of Woodbury.
Joyce Pepin, House District 34A. I live in Rogers and also represent Maple Grove and Dayton in the northwest suburbs.
Yeah. Connie Bernardi, I represent the community of Fridley, Spring Lake Park, and Brighton.
Dave Pinto, 64B, I represent the southwestern neighborhoods in St. Paul, Highland Park, and McAllister Groveland. Thanks.
Paul Thiessen, 61B, Minneapolis.
Peck Rothlo, portions of rural Dakota and Goodhue counties, as well as the city of Farmington.
Cheryl Joachim, 46B, Hopkins, and St. Louis Park.
Mike Freiberg, all are parts of Crystal, Golden Valley, New Hope, and Robbinsdale.
Michael Nelson, I represent the southern half of Brooklyn Park.
Gene Pulowski, parts of Winona County, Winona, primarily in Lewis.
Jason Isaacson, Hotel Little Canada, Venice Heights, and Kirby.
Tara Mack, 57A, Apple Valley and Lakeville.
Tim Kelly, 21A. Towns of Red Wing, Lake City, Wabasha, Cannon Falls.
Tim Sanders, 37B, Blaine.
Great. I think we have everybody that's here. Well, welcome to the committee, everybody. It's a pleasure to have you all serving on rules, and trust that you've had a good opening week so far. Today we have a few things to accomplish. We have to go through our House policies and resolutions so that we can get our house in order, start paying our staff, things like that. Most of the stuff today will be housekeeping that we have to do every year or two and rules. So I'm going to start out and have our two lead witnesses come up, Kelly Knight in HR and our controller, Jim Reinholtz. They could maybe introduce themselves. And how I'm planning on working it is we've got a number of these. We're going to have members move them, and then we can go to our testifiers for explanations on the resolution or policy. So go ahead, Mr. Reinholtz.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Jim Reinholtz, the House Controller. I'll be going through the budget related resolutions in the packet.
Madam Chair, members, my name is Kelly Knight. I'm the Director of Human Resources, and I'll be going through many of the staff policies relating to our office.
Okay. Has everybody had a chance to grab their packet and try to keep your papers in order? We're going to try to go through them in order. Representative Scott, you're on first.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to move the personnel reports as presented here today, January 8th, 2015, to be approved.
Okay. Ms. Knight, could you speak to that motion?
Madam Chair and members, in the personnel reports, you will see actually four reports. One is the current employee listing for submission to rules. That's a good list of our current staff. Also, the three other reports labeled termination, appointments, and changes in status. These are all changes that have occurred since the last time that the Rules Committee met and approved these. And I will point out on the appointments, one of the things that seems to often get a question is under status, IN. And that merely means it's an inactive status. So that doesn't mean that the person is currently inactive. It means that position is inactive because they've been promoted or changed positions. So the previous position is inactive.
Any questions from members or discussion? Okay, seeing no further discussion, Representative Scott renews her motion that the personnel reports as presented here today, January 8th, 2005, be approved. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Next on the agenda is Representative Swidzinski.
Yes, Madam Majority Leader, I would like to move that the Legislative Coordinating Commission Legislative Plan for Employee Benefits and Policies as presented here today, January 8th, 2015, be approved.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Knight, could you just speak to that motion?
The Legislative Coordinating Commission Legislative Plan for Employee Benefits and Policies, what we are doing today is it's merely an update to the policy book that was approved for 2014 and 15. And the changes fall into really two categories. Of substantive changes are two statutory changes involving WESA and also the WAITS disclosure protection. These are two laws that went into effect earlier. In addition, there are a few minor technical corrections. Those include updating of statutory sites as well as website references, and also updating of the location of the lactation rooms due to the Capitol restoration within the legislature.
There discussion or questions from members? Seeing no discussion, Representative Swidzinski renews his motion that the House 1415 benefit book as presented here today, January 8th, 2015, be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Next on the list is Representative Fenton.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Majority Leader. I would like to move that the resolution 2015 HRP1010615, the policy on service award program, be approved.
Ms. Knight, could you speak to that?
Madam Chair and members, this is the policy on service award program that we have at the House. It is the same policy that we've had in effect for many years. It recognizes staff at 2 years of service, 5 years of service, and then subsequently each five-year period.
Discussion or questions from members? Seeing no discussion, Representative Fenton renews her motion that the HRP1 policy on service award program be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Representative Albright.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move resolution 2015 HRP2010615, the policy on donated vacation time, be approved.
Ms. Knight. Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair and members, this is a policy on donated vacation time. And there are no changes. It's the same policy that we've had in previous years. And basically, it allows for fellow legislative staff to donate their current vacation time to to a staff member that has a serious illness, in order to qualify, though, that staff person not only has to be out for 6 consecutive weeks, but they also have to exhaust all of their own vacation and sick time before they're eligible to receive that.
Any discussion or questions from members? Seeing none, Representative Albright renews his motion that Resolution HRP2 be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion is approved. Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move Resolution 2015 HRP3-010615, the policy on compensatory time and time card policy, to be approved.
Ms. Knight?
Madam Chair, members, the policy on compensation time and time card policy, this is the exact same policy that we had previously, and no changes are recommended, and it allows staff who work additional hours the opportunity to earn compensatory time to be used in the same fashion as vacation.
Any questions or discussion from members? Seeing none, Representative O'Driscoll renews his motion that Resolution HR-P3 be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. Representative Swidzinski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to move that the Resolution 2015-P1, the policy on payment and per diem living expenses during interns, be approved.
Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, members, this policy establishes the criteria for which members who are eligible for per diem and some additional living expenses during interims. It is unchanged from the policy of the previous biennium. What it does is allow members basically to be eligible for per diem for attending of committee meetings or other official meetings of the legislature, and also establishes what are the criteria for members to receive per diem when they are at the Capitol doing work. As I said, it's really unchanged from the last session or biennium.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, Representative Swidzinski renews his motion that Resolution 2015-P1 be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. Representative Scott.
Thank you, Madam Majority Leader. I would like to move that Resolution 2015-R1, the resolution on members' personalized stationery allocation, be approved.
Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, are we doing R1?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Madam Chair.
Representative Scott.
I'm sorry, I've got it in the reverse order. This is the resolution on the House chaplain be approved.
Okay. Thank you for your correction. Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, members, R1 is, as Representative Scott said, the resolution that allows for payment of the House chaplain. This is unchanged from the previous biennium.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, Representative Scott renews her motion that the 2015-R1 resolution be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is approved. Representative Albright.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move that Resolution 2015-R2, the resolution on leadership compensation, be approved.
Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, members, this resolution establishes that leadership is going to be eligible for the payment, additional payment that is available under Statute 2014, Section 3.099. This is the same policy that was in place in the previous biennium.
Any questions or discussion from members?
Madam Chair, I think I'll just abstain on this one.
I agree.
Okay.
I will do the same.
Okay.
See, isn't this a great sign of bipartisanship? Right away, right away from the get-go. Any other questions, discussion? Hearing none, Representative Albright renews his motion that the 2015-R2 amendment be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay? Motion does prevail. Representative Albright.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move that resolution 2015-R3 on expense reimbursement be approved.
Mr. Reynolds.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, this resolution establishes the policy on when members are eligible to receive their expense reimbursements in the 89th legislature. There are a couple changes here from the previous legislature, so I will take a little more time. This one is complicated just so people, members, understand what they're voting on. The first section in lines 8 through page 2, line 6, is regarding the housing payments that members who live over 50 miles from the Capitol are eligible for. This is to allow members to come down and obtain lodging that are to stay at during session. On line 10, you'll see that members, the maximum amount they can receive in reimbursement is $1,500 per month. That is a $200 increase from the previous biennium. What we have found is that the places that the most popular places for members to stay in have increased their rates in the last few years, and we are looking to increase this so members, their expenses are covered and they aren't being forced to pay for some of their lodging out of their pocket. So that number there is a change, and on line 11, the $27,000 is the maximum that any member may receive over the 2 years. That's calculated by taking the monthly amount and multiplying that out by 18. That's the same policy, the 18 months maximum that was in place in the previous biennium. On the next change, really, from previously is line 13, and that's the amount that the leadership of the House is at $1,500 per month. It was previously $1,300 per month, so that matches the same amount as other members. That is the housing portion. On page 2, lines 7 through 12, covers the occasional times when members that are not normally eligible for housing expenses will receive housing expenses during session. Most often those are snowstorms where members who don't live over 50 but live a considerable distance are allowed to incur housing expenses to primarily for safety reasons when session goes late during bad weather. Lines 13 through 25 on page 2 regard session mileage primarily and sets out when and which members are eligible and how much they're eligible to receive for their mileage. It's primarily coming back and forth to the Capitol. And also during interim, it allows for some mileage reimbursements at the federal mileage rate, same at policy as in past biennium. Lines 26 through the page 2 or page 3, line 2, authorize reimbursement for lodging when members are in travel status, same policy as in previous years. Page 3, lines 3 through 13, lays out the policies on when members can receive reimbursement for what is normally called the interim district mileage. That's when members are back in their district doing constituent services travel during interims. This is unchanged from the previous biennium's policies. Lines 14 through 16, unchanged from the past policies, requires speaker's prior approval for any out-of-state travel by members or employees. That's been in place for quite a few bienniums in the House. Line 17 through 18 is regarding interim expenses and basically says that members are eligible for interim expenses as per the policy on interim expenses that was approved just moments ago. Lines 27 on page 3 through 2 on page 4 is the policy prohibiting members from collecting per diem and meal expenses in the same day. The per diem basically is intended to cover the meals, so that just clarifies what would be a common sense, I believe. Lines 3 through 8 on page 4 authorizes the controller to pay a member-elect expenses to attend freshman orientation. Since they are not actually members, this special provision is needed in order to pay member-elect expenses for the last 2 months. That's unchanged from previous bienniums. And the last 9 through 12 establishes the per diem rate for the house.
These were adopted by the committee. It doesn't matter whether it was on tape or not. The committee has acted. So when the tape goes back on, we come back in and just announce to the chair. If there is a gap in the record, the committee has taken the call.
Should I just read through the whole list or just the last one?
I just take the
whole
list.
Okay.
Kelly's
presentation. Yeah, thanks.
The official viewer.
Don't worry, it's been
recorded anyway.
You never know. Oh, she's got a bat phone. The red bat phone.
That's Kremlin.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to reread up instead of making it.
Real? Oh, that's totally different. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it tells you where you are. Good point. That's true. Maybe not.
You can just go down and say we've acted on all
that. Did we get notice?
Once you check on the
I heard Sheetrock over there. Who's doing Sheetrock?
Yeah.
I did Sheetrock last
week. Ready to go?
You just need to order the stamps. You can actually sign it. You can sign it. You don't really need to need it. I don't think.
Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come back to order. There were a few minutes where the tape was off, and I have been instructed that I simply need to reread the resolutions that have passed, so I will do that. The personnel report, the House 1415 benefit book, resolution 2015 HRP1, 2015 HRP2, 2015 HRP3, 2015 P1, 2015 R1, 2015 R2, and 2015 R4 have all been approved by the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration. R3. Resolution 2015 R3 has also been approved by the committee. Proceeding on, we will move to Representative Swudzinski on 2015 R5.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to move that the resolution 2015 R5, the resolution on postage, be approved.
Thank you. Did we discuss this one already?
Madam Chair, no.
Okay. Mr. Reinholz?
Madam Chair, members, this resolution establishes the postage allotment for each member and also for some of the offices within the House. It establishes the members at a total of $3,168, same as it has been in the previous biennium.
Any questions or discussion from members? Seeing none, Representative Swudzinski renews his motion that resolution 2015-R5 be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, please say no. The ayes have it. The motion prevails. Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Resolution 2015-R6, the resolution dealing with reimbursement for members on communication-related expenses, and it be approved.
Thank you. Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, this resolution establishes for the amount of communication expenses that members are allowed to be reimbursed or have an allowance for at $125 per month. This is an increase from previous years. Feedback from members is that the previous amount was insufficient to cover the needs of their communications in their official positions.
Discussion or questions from members? Representative Scott.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Wasn't this also, wasn't it at this amount four or two years ago, and it just being restored to that amount, or is there actually a change?
I believe it was. Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, Representative Scott, it was at this amount previously, I believe, in calendar year 08.
Any other questions or discussion? Seeing none, Representative O'Driscoll renews his motion that Resolution 2015-R6 be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Say nay. The motion prevails. Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Resolution 2015-R7, the resolution dealing with the administration of the high school PAGE program, and it be approved.
Thank you. Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, members, this resolution does establish the policy on the high school PAGE program within the Sergeant at Arms office. This is unchanged from the previous version of the policy.
Are there any questions or discussion? Seeing none, Representative O'Driscoll renews his motion that Resolution 2015-R7 be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Representative Scott.
Thank you, Madam Majority Leader. I would like to move that Resolution 2015-R8, the resolution on photographic equipment usage, the credit be approved.
Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, members, house photographers are required to provide their own equipment to be used in their official duties at the house. This establishes the payment that they receive in reimbursement for the use of their personal equipment. This is unchanged from the current previous policy.
Are there any questions or discussions from members? Seeing none, Representative Scott renews her motion that Resolution 2015-R8 be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion is approved. Representative Albright.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move that Resolution 2015-R9, the resolution on committee and minority caucus budgets, be approved.
Mr. Reinholz.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, this resolution is establishing the initial budget for the House committees and the minority caucus. If you look at the spreadsheet that is attached with the resolution, it shows the amount that is initially needed for each one of the committees. This is in previous bienniums, the committees have started out with a minimal amount to cover some of the expenses they may occur early in session. Amounts are usually then adjusted somewhere.
Any discussion or questions from members? Seeing none, Representative Albright renews his motion that Resolution 2015-R9 be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is approved. Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move the proposed House Committee and Minority Budget Caucus budgets for 2015-2016 presented here today, January 8th, 2015, to be approved as presented.
Thank you. Mr. Reinholz, did you discuss this one?
Madam Chair, yes, I did discuss this one. I guess I did that before the resolution was moved.
Yeah. No, I think you both.
Yes.
No, we already passed.
No, that was the Albright motion. Oh, I'm sorry. It was all together in one. Then we're done. Then we're done with this. Thank you, members. And with that, the Rules Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will adjourn.